We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power will be encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email it to hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com and live on Facebook on The Rock Christian Music page. Or you can find us on the Paragon Communications app and take us with you everywhere.
Good morning. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. It is the most powerful hour of my day. Hang on. Hold on. Okay, I think my tongue's awake now. I'm your host this morning, Monica Lovell. The beautiful Tina Dobbs is over there running the iPad for us this morning. And our guest this morning is our very own gorgeous sister, Judy Gifford. How are you this morning, beautiful lady?
I am just happy to be here.
I'm so glad you agreed to come this morning.
Thank you.
If you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can send that to us three ways. You can send it to our email, hourofpower32@gmail.com. You can text it to 580-485-0837, and you can still post it to our Facebook page. And we will do our best to get it on paper so that we can pray for you about halfway through the program. We do record in two parts, and we'll get it posted shortly after the program is ended. Our sponsor for today is Barber Dyson Ford, located here in Elk City, Oklahoma. If you're in the market for a new or used vehicle, contact Barber Dyson Ford Lincoln. They can find you what you're looking for. I think I covered it all.
Good job.
Yeah, I think I did. Would you please pray to start us out?
Let's pray. Father, today we just come before you knowing you are God. And no matter what we face, I'm facing a difficulty with my throat today. But Lord, I bring it to you and I ask for anointing as I speak. I ask for you to clear my throat, make it easy for them to hear. Work this out, Lord, to your glory and our good. Father, we present your word to you today and ask for the anointing on it, the quickening of our mind and our spirit, and that you'll touch everyone who hears it with your word for your purpose. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I like your title this morning, Spiritual Warfare.
Yes.
Overcoming.
You know, I think probably one of the important things in overcoming is to first recognize that we are in a battle. Mm-hmm. Because we can be oblivious that we're in a battle and got an enemy who's stalking us, who's trying, and we're just going, da-da-da-da-da-da. You know what I mean? We're just going on with life. And then this thing happens, and that thing happens, and we're not realizing, and we blame this one, and we blame that one, and, you know, and we're not even aware. Probably none of us were aware till we were, had sat in church a while, maybe teenagers, or maybe even adults, that we were in a battle. I mean, we had no idea that we had a devil out there. Mm-hmm. That literally hates our guts. And you're like, what did I do to him? You know, well, I hope I've done a whole lot to him. Now, I hope I've done, I've spent my life doing things to him. And I hope he has felt it. And I hope I've been able to snatch many. I don't understand. I was thinking, I wasn't there. I didn't see the rebellion when it happened. But the devil was an angel. Mm-hmm. And he was arrayed with beautiful incense into his body of different, and the Bible names them the different, and I didn't plan to say that, so I don't have the scripture here. It's in the Old Testament. But all of the beauty, and they say he was perfect in his beauty. Mm. And somehow, my understanding is that he shielded somehow. He saw the glory of God, and he added music that went through him somehow. And anyway, he was a glorious creature used for the purposes of God, just as all the angels are and just as we are created for God. Mm-hmm. He wants communion with us. That's why he created us, is that we could have communion with him. But then the Bible says iniquity was found in the devil's heart. Mm-hmm. And then he began to talk, and he began to talk to himself. And he said, I will ascend to the mountain of God. I will become like God. but in his mind, greater. How he thought, how his own beauty fooled him somehow into thinking. And see, there wasn't a devil around to do it. He did it himself. And really, some of the stuff we cause ourselves, because the Bible says we're drawn away of our own lust and enticed. And the spirit of enticement, I know the devil does come because he came to Jesus and he tempted Jesus. And what I love about Jesus was the strength and loyalty he had to God. He had such loyalty in his heart to God, and he knew the word of God, which I don't think it was inherited in him when he was a baby and God just put that in him. I think he studied it. But I think the anointing of the Lord was on, and you know, he was born to a good family, and they taught him and all. But then you see that the Holy Spirit came up on him, and he was filled with the power of the Spirit. I don't know what age. I think, see, at 12, we know he knew his mission at 12 years old. So how much knowledge he had about it all as a child, I don't know. But I do know one thing. He loved his father, and he called him his father. And remember when someone came to him and said, your mother and your brethren are outside. And he said, so who's my mother and who's my brother? It's he who does the will of God. I heard someone talk about that recently, and they said he wasn't rejecting his biological family. He was letting them know how it's going to be in the future. Oh, it's the connection, physical connections are not going to be what's important. What's important is the spiritual connections that we have to him and our obedience to the Father. But anyway, the devil rebelled, and because of his rebellion, I don't know what he said to God. I don't know what he did. But God literally threw him out of heaven. And don't you know all that beauty? Because see, every good gift comes from God. And the devil had before he was a devil, he was called Lucifer. He had been endowed with beauty. He'd been. Sometimes I'm thankful that I wasn't a number 10. Because those people have a lot more pride to deal with, I think. And have to fight a lot more pride. The cuter they are, they can, you know. I like Mark Lowry. He said, I never was cute. That was never a problem. I didn't have to worry about being cute. Now, my brother, he was cute, and he got all kinds of offers to model. But he said, I just love how time just kicked his behind. So time kicks everybody in the behind, you know. Except I'm claiming that I just can't wait till I get to be 80 because I'm going to be so cute. Silly joke. But anyway, because of his beauty, he rebelled. He thought somehow, I don't know how, there's ignorance there. There's ignorance in him that he thought. There's a scripture that says, there's a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And that was true for him. He's going to get eternal death with no opportunity to make it right because he so hated God. Why he hated him, I don't know. Why jealousy broke up in him, I don't know any of those things. But we do know that because he hates God so, he still hates God. And God kicked him out. But what was funny is somehow in that depraved condition before God threw him out, and maybe even before he lost his beauty, I'm sure it was before he lost his beauty, he went around to the other angels. And he deceived them. I do really believe that that's the devil's strongest tool for mankind. Because he deceives in several ways. One of them is seducing spirits. The Bible says in the last days, men would give heed to doctrines of devils and seducing spirits. Well, those are the two things. As Christians, we have to be careful to not be seduced, not allow our own flesh to follow unrighteousness, or follow the devil to be. But then that the deception there is that, oh, this is going to be fun. Oh, this is going to be great. Oh, there's going to be something good here. That was a deception to Eve. Eve was really deceived. Adam wasn't. Adam ate in full disobedience. Eve didn't eat in disobedience, even though it was disobedient. She ate out of one ignorance. It was deception. Excuse me. He said, hath God said? He puts a question mark in what God said. And when it comes to reading this word, you've got to take it. And the Bible says, rightly divide the words of truth, because the devil took the word of God. See, this is the only way he thought he could trick Jesus. So he took the word of God and twisted it. I hadn't even thought it this way. When he took Jesus up on the pinnacle of the temple, and he put him up there, and then he used the word of God against him. And he said, the scripture says, and this is Psalms 91. So the devil knows the Bible, mm-hmm. and he twists it around. That's why the Bible says rightly divided, because he's twisting it to all kinds of people. And, oh, it says this and it says that. Well, you better get in it rightly divided. But Jesus knew how to rightly divide. And when he said, throw yourself off, the scripture says that he won't let your foot, a stone dash your foot. He'll take care of you. I think he's trying to cause Jesus to commit suicide. And do you know, suicide is a spirit that's still alive. And usually, I think it doesn't attack the person who's having a lot of pleasure in life. It doesn't attack the person who is very content. And it attacks the person who's going through struggles and who looks like there's no end to it. Christians as well as sinners. He tempted Jesus himself. And it's not a sin to be tempted. But when you're going through a really tough time and you cannot see your way through, that old spirit of suicide will come up. And there's probably not a person living that it hasn't tried to come to at one point or another. And people have confessed to me, and you'd go, yo, surely not. You've had a good life. Yeah, at one point, here came the enemy saying, so realize that it is a spirit that's going out from the devil himself, who his intent is. This Bible says, when the enemy comes, he has one reason. It says he doesn't come except to kill, to steal, and to destroy. So he has those three things in mind for every human living. Yes. He don't want just to steal from you. And usually, my thing is he usually has to steal from you before he can destroy you. And then he wants to kill you. But the word destroy is a bigger word. It means literally obliviate. It means literally you lose all opportunity. You lose everything, and your soul is in hell. And he gets you. So that's why he wants to steal first. And then if he can kill you, he will. Because he can steal Jesus away from you. Then he can kill you. Then he can destroy you. So what you do is you get into this word and you rightly divide it. And you come back with answers to him, just like Jesus did. A very dear person to me told me the other day that he had a list of scriptures. And during a very rough time in his life, the enemy would come up to him and say, just take your life. Just kill. What do you have to live for? Just kill it. It'll all be okay if you just kill yourself. I do know of a lady who came to talk at Lakeside back in the 80s. And she had a preacher husband. And she said, we were had a school, K through 12 school, attached with our church. She said, we were at the height of our ministry. We were doing so well, and we had Dino come to play for a special thing. And we had to use the city auditorium because there wasn't room in our church for all that. And as my husband preached, she said, I began to notice that night while he was preaching, something was wrong. She said, and then he started unbuttoning his shirts and showing his chest. Just little things she started noticing. He started changing. And then he came to her and said, I want a divorce. And then he got involved with someone. It was short-lived, and there was a divorce because it was a trap. They weren't suited. She would try to help him because this horrible depression came on him when the thrill was gone. See, he bit at the temptation. And when he bit, he fell. He lost everything. He lost his church. He lost his wife. He lost his children. He lost the school. He lost honor. He lost everything. And the temptation was to gratify his flesh. And somehow in there was a period of time when the enemy was messing with him where he should have said, okay, let's get into the word. I know this is the great temptation, but what does the word say? The end of these things will be. What does the word say? But somehow he didn't. I don't know. But I see from her standpoint, my heart went out to her. And she said, he came, went by his house and tried to help him. And he was in such a depressed state. She said, he said, just go on, just go on. And she loved him so much, but he rejected her. And, but then she started trying to call him and she couldn't get through. She couldn't get through. And finally she called the police and asked the police to go break in his house and check him. And sure enough, he was gone. And, what God did for her was to show her years later. I mean, she then was kicked out of her church because a new guy came in. They didn't want her or the kids there somehow. And she even tried to petition the church and went around and put things on cars. And she said, I would lay in the floor and just groan and cry. And she said, and God said, honey, he called her honey. I said, he's never called me honey. He always calls me by my name. But he ministered so to her. She said, how? My son is a minister. And he needed his daddy's guidance. He needed his daddy's help. My daughter is a violinist. And she needed our, you know, and she would just, but God, she said, God took my children and he put his arms around them. And they raised up to be good, fine, a man and a woman of God, you know. And then she has a TV program. Her name is Earthlene. So I think it's Earthlene Rippy or something like that. Anyway, she has a TV program that I have watched. But she said in her ministry and traveling around, she said that this woman just came, started walking down the aisle. And she's like, I have a word for you from the Lord. I've had a dream I have to share with you. And she said she described his apartment. She had seen it in a dream. She described it. And she said he had a phone in his hand when he passed. And the Lord showed this lady that he realized what he had done. And he tried to call for help. And he was saying, God, forgive me. Oh, God, forgive me. And he said an angel came and lifted his head and was holding him. And they attended to him as he passed and took him. So I say, God is merciful. Don't ever quit praying for people in that last second. God heard him. God heard him after he did that to himself. God heard him. And he's in heaven today. But what his family missed and the horror he put them through. But I'm telling you here, life don't have to go that way for us. We are more than conquerors through the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And when the devil comes at you and you say, oh, I want this thing so bad, or oh, I can't get over this, oh, this is too bad, I can't walk through this, know that I can do all things through Christ. I can. And you say it out. That's your testimony. I'm saved by the blood of the Lamb, but by the word of my testimony is I can make it. I can do this because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. I can be an overcomer. I am an overcomer through that blood. And because I agree with that blood, because I've applied that blood, because I've invited Jesus into my life, there's nothing I can't face if I will keep my hand in his. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Do you want to pray now?
Is now a good time?
Probably. It's 9:24. So.
Okay. Yeah. My sister posted, thank you, Lord. They will be, she says, good morning, sister. We are coming home sometime today. So if we can pray for travel mercies for my sister, and then you have one over there, right, Sister Tina? Okay.
We also want to remember the Ann Spence family as they lay her to rest today, which is the Kirklands, the Bakers, the Swents.
Oh, okay. Okay. Somehow I wasn't getting that she just passed away. I'm sorry. They're my special friends, and I didn't realize. So her funeral is today, Ann Spence. Well, so is the family of Francine Estes having her funeral today. So we need to pray for that funeral and for that comfort of that family. Francine was such a delight. She had a cute personality. And she's been in the nursing home, and I've been going and seeing her on Thursdays. And she, you know, had surgery, had a leg removed, so they had to help her with everything. But I was telling her one day, and she said, well, I don't remember the verses, but they're going to sing that at her funeral today. She used to sing, the word, I can't sing it, but the words go, on the other side, treasures there have I, treasures that this world and all of its wealth can never buy. And when I reach that city and its gates swing open wide, I'll find my treasures waiting on the other side. And I thought, oh, Francine, you found them. You made it safely across, because I went in her room and prayed with her here while back, and you could feel the presence of Jesus. Oh, that girl was right with God. And she made it home safely. That's what I want to do. I want to end well. I want to make it home safely. And I'm actually getting to the point that I'm beginning to get excited about it. And I want to live as long as God will let me and do everything he wants me to do. But I also want to be able to turn loose and say, yes, let's go when it's time. Mm,
amen.
Amen. Father, we just thank you so much, Lord, for Ann Spence and the life she lived, God. And we just ask you to touch her family, touch the Baker family, Lord, and her daughter's family, and all the grandchildren, Lord, everybody, Lord, that loved Ann. And God, today I pray that you will show up at her funeral, that you will be with her, that you will help her, that you, not her, but the family, you will help the family, Lord. I know she's with you, and so she is helped, and I thank you for that. I just pray you'll be with Francine's family as well, that you will comfort Colleen and her other daughter and the grandchildren, Lord, that you'll just be with each one of them, Lord, today. You are so faithful. You never fail. I pray for Renee and Robert Guilford, and for the Travel Mercies, Lord, that you will keep them safe, bring them home safely, God, to their family, and just watch over them, give them a pleasant trip. And we thank you for what you're doing today. You are God, and you are God alone. And we love you, because in all of our trials, you're training us, you're teaching us, and we're going to be more what you want us to be. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Gateway Church is located at 4772 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Chasten and Brooklyn Music are the pastors, and would love for anyone to come just as you are and join them for any of their worship services. You can follow them on Facebook at Gateway Church East City or on YouTube at Welcome to Gateway Church in Elk City, OK. The service times are: Bible engagement starts at 9:45 in the morning. Morning worship is at 10:30. Spanish service is at 2. Evening service is at 6. Wednesday night Bible study is at 7. If you have any questions, you can contact them at 580-225-4646. And if you are new and attend any of these services, mention this ad and you will receive a free gift. Come and see and receive what God has in store for you at Gateway Church. We are stronger together. Prophetic Voice Ministries is located at 616 North Locust Avenue here in Elk City. Apostle Casey Elliott is an awesome man of God. And don't forget, y'all, today is Friday, October 28th. Go by Western Oklahoma Christian School for the hamburger fry. It will be at the Convention Center, 11 to 1:30, and then this evening from 5 to 7:30. Carry out and delivery are available. You can call 580-303-4922 if you have any questions. The Refuge Church is now located at the New Liberty. You can go see them and visit. It's a good church. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey is awesome. They're located at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction and Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. Guidelines establish the boundaries of your life. They don't determine where you go, but they do determine where you end up. They help you slow down when everything else says speed up. They help you think before you say. There are no shortcuts to real success. Guidelines help to navigate you from where you are to where you want to be. Boundaries don't limit you, they protect you.
At Bordice and Ford, we think it's better to give than receive. And we're giving thanks to every one of our customers for allowing us to be your Ford dealer for the past 27 years. As the weather is changing, we encourage you to visit our service department if your brakes are squeaking, your heater is struggling, or your vehicle isn't running at top performance. And shop our new and pre-owned inventory with vehicles arriving daily. Experience the Barber Dyson difference of the largest selection, friendliest people, and award-winning customer service. Only at BarberDysonFord.net.